You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, glad to be here, Todd.
Let's talk a little bit about the weather. Maybe we should work our way through the western part of the Corn Belt in particular first, because as we go east, a lot of the crop is now gone. What can they expect this week for the harvest season?
Well, overall, from a precipitation standpoint, we still do not see any widespread significant rains actually across much of the central U.S. And that's true not only this week, but even into next week as well. All of the significant moisture, the main storm track, is going to be directed at the Pacific Northwest and far western Canada. So that's where we'll see some of the highest precip amounts. It's not totally bone dry here in the western Corn Belt, but any activity looks very limited. In fact, right now it looks like maybe a tenth, two-tenths of an inch most in areas of Iowa, Minnesota, some sections of Illinois here, western Illinois coming up, because you can't rule out a few isolated heavier amounts. But all in all, there's just no sign of any big precip events or big rain events here in the middle of the country. It looks like through the first half of November. Along with that, too, will be a bias of warmer than normal temperatures, and that continues to be just the main story, is just the incredible warmth. And we have another, 1 to 2 weeks of significant warmth, temperatures running 10, 15 or more degrees above normal. And the warmest conditions look to be here in the middle of the country compared to the rest of the lower 48.
What are the nighttime temperatures like? A bit worried about soil temperatures getting low enough for producers to actually put anhydrous ammonia on this fall.
Well, generally here coming up on the quote-unquote coolest days, there'll be minimum temperatures generally in the 40s, and then again high temperatures ranging from 60s and 70s, 70 south, although we'll have a few days here in the northern Midwest we'll see that. Minimum temperatures generally in the 40s, still no sign of any freezing temperatures here coming up, and that's true across much of the central and eastern U.S. You have to go way up to the border, U.S.-Canada border, where even there you're barely going to get down to around freezing. So all in all, again, this theme of just persistent, highly impressive warmth continues into November.
Any relief in the offing in the way of precipitation for wheat producers in the Great Plains states?
Right now, we do not see any clear indications of significant rainfall. Now, in the computer models, there is some model debate, and we've seen that over the past week or so. Some of the long-term models want to introduce some better rainfall, but then as you get closer, the models back away from that. So at least to us, we have to see those indications roll forward within the next 7 days, at least for us to be the evidence there that there will be more significant rainfall. So yeah, Plains remains an area to watch here, and certainly needs a good drink here as we go through the first half of November.
Mark, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.